You have your Bible tonight, would like to turn with us to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter number 13. He says in Luke chapter 13 and verse number 10, very familiar passage of Scripture, he said, "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed down together and could in no wise lift up herself. Then Jesus saw her, and he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed of thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman been a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this band on the Sabbath days? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him." I'd like to preach for just a minute tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: come and be healed. Come and be healed. So we see this, in the Bible teach that Jesus was a teaching on us in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And now that's what he done. He was apt to teach. The Bible says we ought to be that too. We ought to be apt to teach. But praise God, the Lord says that he was a teaching on the Sabbath day. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. And now this spirit of infirmity was upon this woman. And the Bible tells us in verse 16 that this woman was bound by Satan, amen, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years. Amen. Praise God. So he said that what we see here is they was a binding spirit. Now, a lot of times we'll come in the house of God and we'll be a messing with each other. We'll say a little something and we'll say that we feel a foul spirit. Amen. We feel something's amiss. We come to a place where it's hard to worship in this atmosphere. Amen. In order to get rid of that, you got to get rid of that. Amen. And so what we see here, and I believe sometimes that it's really true. I believe sometimes God's people, even me and you, we can come in with a foul spirit. We can come in the wrong mindset and the wrong spirit and not ready to worship God. Amen. Praise God. You can do it. I can do it. We do it. You do it. And we need to be careful doing that, because if we ain't very careful, we can grieve away the Holy Ghost who's come to do a work in our lives. I want to say every time these doors are open, praise God, it's for God to do a work. And we ought to desire to see God Almighty and the Spirit of God doing a work when we come to the Lord's house. But we see this woman, the Bible said that that Satan had a spirit of infirmity. Now that word for infirmity, it means a lack of strength. Amen. A weakness. So she had a weakness, she had a lack of strength within her. I want to say tonight, youngins, we don't have enough strength to raise up above the sin that so easily besets us. We don't have the power within us to overcome this flesh, much less the devil. And the Bible said that this woman was beset with a spirit of infirmity. The spirit from the devil. The devil had bound her up and she had no way of getting loose. I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we'll let the devil bind us up, praise God, and we won't know how to get away. I want to say tonight, the own authority of the Word of God, praise the Lord, there's a binding spirit in the devil today that would bind you up, tie you up, and hold you down. But I want to say there's also a spirit of grace and mercy and love that can come to where you're at, praise God, and make you free. Amen. Seeing this little woman tonight, and we see the Lord, and he's always going to be the advocates. Amen. He's always going to be the ones that's there for us. But there's also always going to be there that's there against us. There's always going to be an opposition. Amen? Let me say it again. There's always going to be an opposition. Well, as a preacher, they oughtn't to be that at the church house. They is sometimes. Sometimes there's an opposition that meets us before we ever get in the door. You say, what is it, preacher? Sometimes it's our own stinking flesh that gets a hold of us. Our own mind and our thoughts and our train of thought, amen, and the imagination of our heart, praise God, that binds us up. Because the devil don't want you to worship tonight. And the devil don't want you to feel the Spirit of God tonight. The devil don't want you to praise God and lift up your voices to an almighty God. The devil wants to beat you down, keep you from doing that. Because if you're going to worship tonight, he wants you to worship him. And the devil wants you to give him glory. Praise the Lord. But we don't praise God. We don't praise the devil. We praise God and we lift him up. But this woman come in a spirit of infirmity. She was bound to the devil, and she had been that way for a long time. I'm afraid there's a foul spirit in a lot of folks tonight that's been there for a long time. Amen. Praise God. You know that just as well as I do. There's a foul spirit that can sit in your heart. And if we ain't careful, we'll nurture that, and we'll pamper that, and we'll love on that thing, and pray God, let it overcome and unrule our lives. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, tonight that's there, and his name's Jesus. And he said, I'll come and take that old overshadowing spirit, that old foul spirit, that spirit of infirmity, that spirit of weakness, that spirit of lack of strength. He said, I'll take that thing, and I'll begin to work on it. Praise God, I'll come between it and you. I'll remove it from you, and I'll give you liberty in the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm glad there's a liberated spirit from the Lord. He's there to minister for us. He's there to minister to us. And he's there to minister through us. Amen. Praise God. And when he gets to minister in all the aspects of our life, things begin to be different. And let me tell you what the Lord does. Now, this woman had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. That's a long time. Well, I want to say I know some Baptists that have pouted longer than that. Amen.
Amen.
Don't get quiet on me. I'll think you're one of them. Amen. I know some Baptists tonight, I'll say it again, have pouted for more than 18 years. Get up and get upset for over some little old something. And praise God, I want to say as children of God, we ought to be able to get past it. Amen. Just trust, but put our trust in the Lord. Go with God. Amen. He'll go with us and he'll help us with that spirit of infirmity. He'll take out that weakness, praise God, and that lack of strength that we have, praise God, in this old flesh in which we live. And he'll give us the soundness of heart and the soundness of mind, praise God, to do the thing. You know how he does that? He'll take his blessed old King James Bible and he'll begin to speak to your head. He'll begin to speak to your mind and he'll work it down into your heart. And the next thing you know, praise God, all those old feelings of infirmity, that weakness and lack of strength that we have in us, I said that we have in us, praise God, it'll begin to go away and there'll be a firmness and there'll be a soundness, praise God, that'll come in and take its place. Amen. It goes away. There's a lot of people I used to have hard feelings against. I don't no more. I love them. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, that spirit of infirmity, that weakness, lack of strength I used to have when it was concerning him is gone. I love it. Now, there may be some things about them I may still not like, their actions. But praise God, I love those people. Amen. I tell them I love them. Amen. I pray for them. I lift them up to the Lord. Because, praise God, I'm not going to be bound down by a spirit of infirmity, praise God, like the old devil wants to bind us with. I'm going to break away from that. I'm going to be freed from that. I'm going to have the Word of God applied to my life because I'm a child of God to overcome the obstacles of the devil. Amen. This woman was bound down for 18 years. Amen. Was bound down to the devil. Satan had bound her, holding her back. Oh, how long's the devil been holding you back? Amen? Hello? How long? You say, well, preacher, I've not really been. I praise God. Hey, how long has the devil been holding you back? How long's he had you bound up? some issues in your life, praise God, you need to be set free from. Every one of us have issues. Amen, praise God, if we got passing out tissues for all our issues, we'd run out. Amen, wouldn't have enough in the church. Every one of us, you say, let me say that again, we all have issues. Praise God. We're human beings. We're apt to fail. We're apt to come short. We're apt to displease. We're apt to disappoint. Amen. Hello. Amen. Oh, me. Praise God. The feeling of our infirmities, praise God, the weakness and lack of strength that I have, praise God, it's overcome, praise God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes a difference in your life. He makes a difference in mine. He brings us up out of that, praise God, so we don't get caught up in the mully crib to a place that we can shout way up here. Amen. That's what he does. That's who he is. She's caught in that for 18 years. Bound together. Bound together. Can you see this? Bless your heart. My poor little mother's about like this now. Had old crippling arthritis. Has got in her knees and her arms, her shoulders and her back. And she goes around all stooped over like this now, having to use a walker. And she cannot stand up straight. I've tried my best to even help her to stand up straight. She can't do it. She's just bound like that now. And they say, I pray God, now, this side of heaven, she'll probably never stand up straight again. I pray she's bowed down, a feeling of infirmity, the weakness and the lack of strength to be able to do it. Sometimes she sits down and she can't even hardly get up by herself. But pray God, I want to say, on the authority of the Word of God, because she loves the Lord Jesus Christ, one day, Brother Jeff, my little mama, she's going to be set free of the infirmity. I pray God, it's bound her down, and that's bowing her over, that's pulling her down one day in a little while, because Jesus came by her way. I remember a while back, I sat down at her table and me and mama had a talk about goodness of God and about salvation and about God Almighty and what he's able to do. And she told me about when she came to know the Lord, and she asked him to save her and come into her heart. I said, do you believe that he did? She said, I know he did. Amen. Praise God, that feeling of infirmity, that bowed down. Just as low as you can go, but one day, praise God, she's going to be set free. Amen. You know, when you bow down with all the weight of this world on you, the oppression and the binding power of Satan and the devil, not only what the world put on you, amen, the world put enough weight on you to push you to the floor. But then you go to binding, putting on there what the devil's got. Amen. You get that weight of the devil, that binding power of the devil. He throws that on you like a load. And praise God, that load begins to push you down and push you down, and it gets you down so far. And praise God, what we need to do when we find that binding power, when we find that spirit of infirmity, what we need to do before that ever gets on us, we need to be looking up, and we need to be praising God, and we need to say, Lord God Almighty, help me, a sinner, Lord. Deliver me from the bondage of sin. Touch me, God, with Jesus Christ, my Savior. Touch me with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse me, God, and make me whole. As David would say, cleanse me with hyssop, praise God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. But instead of doing that weight of the binder comes along, Brother Jeff, and he throws a load on us. Kind of starts stooping us over, holding us down. And I don't know about you, but the longer you stay bent over, Brother Junior, the harder it is to get up. And the harder it is to get that load off of you. Amen. You say, what do you know about that? Let me just tell you. All of us old farmers, we know what it's like to carry a sack of feed on your shoulders. Put that thing on there and you get going with it, and boy, big old strong feller. Boy, you feel like you got it. And you go down there and you're balancing that on you. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll give an old devil a balancing point. We'll give him a place where that'll feel pretty good. It won't bother us too much for a while. Amen. But as you go down the road
and you got that that burden on your shoulder. As you further you go, the heavier it gets. And that arm that you got a hold in it. See, if you don't hold it, it'll fall off. Amen. The devil just say, hey, praise God, he'll put it on you. And if we ain't careful, we'll hold it on there for him so it don't fall off. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad you get down there and that thing, it gets heavier and heavier. And by the time you get up there with that sack, by the time you get up there to your deer feeder, amen, now we got some looks. Now he's been, praise God, he may have never been farmers, praise God, they've been hunters. Amen. They get up there, them feed sacks, and we're down, Brother Junior, that thing's on there, and you get up there, and your arm's all locked up, and your shoulder's locked up, and your neck's locked up, and your back's locked up, a feeling of infirmity set in you, and you get up there and say, how in the world am I going to get this thing off me? Amen. You know how you got to get it off of you? That's the only way you can, praise God, just throw it off of you. Amen. Just let her fall, praise God. So I say, God Almighty, Lord, I know you're the God of yesterday and forever. You're an almighty God who's able to overcome the binding hand of the devil, praise God. Loose me and set me free. Amen. Bindings everywhere you look. The old devil's trying his best to bind us up. He's trying to tie us up, to bind us up, to beat us down. And you get down so far, praise God, it's hard to get out from under that load. Amen. It's hard to get out from under that feeling of infirmity, that weak. You just don't have the power no more. Have you ever noticed in your Christian life, the longer you stay away from God, I worry about some of our people. I worry about them because the longer you stay away from God, the easier it gets to stay away from Him. Amen. The more your old mind and your heart tells you, well, you didn't really need that anyway. You know what that is? That's a feeling of infirmity. That's a weakness. That's a lack of strength to overcome that that's a pushing you down. Amen. Praise God. Listen, when it's a pushing us down, it's a binding us down, it's a holding us down, what we got to do is come out from under it. And you say, how do you do that? Down at the house of God, find you an old-fashioned place to fall on your face, an old-fashioned altar, and say, God, forgive me, a sinner. I need some help. I got more than I can carry. I said in this story, there's opposition. The opposition's going to be there. See, the world don't want to see you do good. Or they say they don't want to see you do good, but they really do. Amen. Because the church is the only hope some people have. They're watching us. They see us. Praise God. If we get bound down by infirmities, weakness, lack of spiritual infirmities, praise God, we can't help them. They can't see Christ in us in that condition. So what do we do? When this old burden gets on us, the devil done put it on us, and we realize right away that it's a hindering our walk, and it's a hindering our talk, and it's a hindering our abilities. What we got to do is like this dear lady did. See, the opposition was there. The Pharisees and the scribes and those religious people, they said, listen, they 6 days to work, and I don't know why she come down here on the Sabbath. Amen. I'll tell you why she come down there on the Sabbath. Praise God, because that little old woman was a burden down with a feeling, a spirit of infirmity. And she said, if you can get down there to the house of God and believe Jesus is passing through, I believe He's a glory, hallelujah. I said, He's a teaching down there at the synagogue this morning. If you could just get down there, praise God, He's a doing all kinds of things. I've heard the stories of this man named Jesus. I said, well, praise God, it's He, praise the Lord, that's there. Amen. You know what happened? She forgot about the opposition. She didn't think about what would somebody say about that. What if you go to the... What would they think if I went down there to the altar and asked God to help me? She didn't. She cared less. I believe this little old woman done heard, praise God, about the healing power of Lord Jesus Christ, how He was able to take that spirit of infirmity, how He was able to remove that and cast that in the sea of forgetfulness, take it away from her altogether. Amen. The Bible said that she was bowed together. She had done figured out, the Bible says, she could no wise lift up herself. She may have tried all the new wave things to save herself. She may have tried all the medical advice to rise up. She may have tried Dr. Flock and Dr. Spock to try to get out from under that load. Amen. You know, the Bible don't hardly, it doesn't mention anything about psychiatric problems where you need a psychiatrist. But it mentions a whole lot of places, praise God, where you need an exorcist. Amen. Where they're demon possessed. For that, possessed with a spirit of infirmity, a weakness and lack of strength, praise God, that calls them to do ungodly acts. Amen. And it says this little woman was bowed down and she could no wise lift up herself. So apparently, she had tried. How many times do we get under a burden, we get under a load, and old devil's buying us down, praise God, and we try to get out from under it? Oh, you know what we do? We'll wiggle and we'll squirm. We'll try to shrug it off, but that burden's still there. That spirit of infirmity, that weakness of weakness and strength, praise God, lack of strength that we have because of that spirit of infirmity, and we can't shake it. We can't get away from it. So this little woman, she makes her way down to the house of God. Amen. And the Bible said, talking about Jesus, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. This little woman, she heard about it. She knew about it. She couldn't get out from this burden, this infirmity by herself. So she went to where Jesus was. I'm going to tell you, if we ever going to get any help, praise God, it's going to be where Jesus is. There ain't nobody in this world got any help besides Jesus. And when she got to where Jesus was, he didn't pay no attention to her. Huh? Oh, well, when Jesus saw her, amen. Now, in order to see somebody, you have to be looking for them. Amen. Praise God. I believe when she got there, Jesus already knew she was a-coming. Amen? She had this spirit of infirmity. She was bowed together and could no wise raise herself or lift herself. And Jesus saw her, but he just ignored her. No, nobody. And Jesus saw her and he called her to him. Praise the Lord. You remember that night? You remember that day? You remember when you was no lost sinner out in the world, praise God, and you was doomed and damned, you had no hope, no expectation for yourself, no hope for the future. And Jesus Christ come and sat down beside you on that pew. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't remember that." Just as sure as that old man, a man of God, took the word of God and spoke your heart from God, it was that Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, sat down there with you on that pew and said, "Son, I love you. I want to see you saved. Pray God, I'm here to help you right now." The Bible said the day is the day of salvation. Amen. But the Lord saw her, praise God. And he called her unto himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. If you're under a burden today, praise God. If you're a spirit of infirmity, weakness, and lack of strength today, then today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to come out from under that burden. Amen. Today's the Lord speaking to you, praise God. He said, "Come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Praise God. He said, "I'll take your burden from you." Amen. He said, "I'll swap with you. My burden's light," praise God. Amen. Just faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw her and he called her to him. Amen. He saw her bent over. He saw her beat down. He saw her pushed down. He saw that spirit of infirmity. I saw the binding hand of Satan. That's what he called him. What he said it was, the binding hand of Satan. Praise God. It said, and he said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Amen. Praise God. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven words. I want to say tonight, praise God, it don't take Jesus long to set you free. Amen. He don't have to make long, exorbitant prayers to the Father. Praise God, God has given him authority. Praise God, through his power and his might from the throne of grace to say those same seven words to you and set you free. He's speaking tonight to you and I, and he said, man, woman, person, praise God, you can put your name right there. He said, Brother Jeff, thou art loose from thine infirmity. Praise God, and you can count it, take it to the bank. God Almighty will set you free. Amen. Because, but I think sometimes we just get so used to carrying that burden. That old crook in her arm from carrying that load gets so set that we don't know how to get out from under it. Amen. He said, well, I'd get out from under this if I could. Praise God, let me say tonight on the authority of the Word of God, you can get out from it. Praise God, you can be made free in Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Just as he come to this woman, praise God, she came to him, praise God, I won't say glory to God, he came for her. Amen. Came to where she was. And he called her to him and he said, well, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Amen. And I can just see in my mind's eye, the Bible said he laid his hand on her. Amen. Praise God. She was bowed down. She was bent down. Amen. Hey, she may have been bent so low she didn't even have the ability to look up. Amen. Praise God. Didn't even have the ability to look up, but praise God, Jesus came to her and he spoke to her and he reached down and he touched her so that she would know that she's the one, praise God, that he was a talking to. Amen. That spirit of infirmities had you down, but he said, thou art loosed from thine infirmity, and he laid his hand on her. And after a few weeks, immediately. Wow. Amen. Let me tell you what, if you need something from God, if you'll ask him, believing, he said you shall receive. He didn't say you'll get it tomorrow, next week, praise God. He said if you pray, believe it, you shall receive. You say, well, preacher, I don't see it right away. Yeah, but God's got it in the works, amen. Praise God, and it'll be there when you need it.
That's right.
Amen. You say, preacher, you believe? I'm just crazy enough to believe that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray things, these things I've asked him. Now, let me just say this. I'm glad God didn't answer some of my prayers. Amen. Because he knew, praise God, I couldn't handle it anyway. But praise God, I'm glad he has answered my prayers. And he's answering, praise God, according to his purpose and according to his plan. So he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified. And I want you to look at this. He laid his hand on her. You know, let me tell you something. To God, there's been several times, Brother Lynn, in my life that I've been in a spirit of infirmity. I've been bent low. I've been pulled low. I've been bound up by the devil. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Hey, listen, and the Holy Ghost of God has had to come where I was. And I'm like old Brother Saul. There's a time or two, Brother Jeff, and God's had to take me down to Straight Street where he took old Saul. He took old Paul down there to Straight Street. He kept him there for 3 days. He said, son, it's going to take more than just a minute to get a hold of you. Praise God, I'm going to send you down there to Straight Street. But praise God, there's going to be something that's going to work on you while you're down there. When you come out, you'll be a shouting the house up, Paul. Praise God, you'll be shouting from the rooftop because what God Almighty has done in your life. I told somebody the other day, praise God, I've been, hey, Lord, took me down the Straight Street. I was needing a time out. God took me there, praise God, and he's been a blessing my heart. He straightened me out. He's lined me up. He's put a new heart in me, praise God. He's put a new drive, a new purpose, and a new plan to be a child of the King. Amen. I don't care if I ever amount to anything. As that song I'll sing, I don't care if anybody in this world knows my name. I ain't looking for a plaque and lights and my name and high in lights. I'm a looking for a light, praise God, that shines on the city whose builder and maker is God. Bless his holy name. He said, praise God. So listen. He said, immediately she was made straight. Took her down a little. He laid his hand on her. Took her for a little jaunt through Straight Street. Amen. That spirit of infirmity, praise God. I can see it in my mind's eye. That dear old lady been under that burden, bound up for 18 years of the devil. Amen. You know, it'd be nice, Brother Bill, if we just told it the way it is. It's time that we just got to telling it the way it is. A lot of the burdens we carry, a lot of hardship, is because we're bound up by the devil. The Bible says, I'm trying to hurry. Anybody in a hurry to go home? Amen. Praise the Lord. But I see the Lord, amen, he laid his hand on her. And in a mind, immediately, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, Jesus took her down Straight Street. Amen. He took her, praise God, through Straight Street, and he showed them, praise God, the ways of the Lord and the goodness of God Almighty and the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And said immediately, she was made straight. Amen. I tell you, you take a little jaunt down Straight Street. Praise God, you get to the other end, praise God, you'll be different. Amen. Glory be to God. God take care of you on Straight Street. He said, what happens to you after you take a trip down Straight Street? Bible comes said she glorified God. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, you bound up in, praise God, in a spirit of infirmity. God Almighty brings you out of that. He looses you and sets you free. Praise God. Takes that old work and that weight and that hindrance. Praise God to hold you down. And you cast it off from you. Praise God. You come out there, praise God, like Malachi saying, leaping and appraising. Praise God, like that deer, praise God, that's painting for the water, glorying and giving God praise. Amen. Shouting and giving, glorifying to God that took that load away. Amen. Say, preacher, why did it take 18 years? Amen. Took her that. I guess it took her that long to get to Jesus. Ain't you glad we got a better way now? Amen. Praise God. We don't have to find him down at the synagogue. You don't have to find him down at the church house. You don't have to find him at your house. Praise God, you can find him where you are right now. Amen. You can call upon his name. He can lift you out and bring you out. Set you free to give God glory. The opposition's there. They said, Lord, you shouldn't have done this. They 6 days. 6 days to work. 6 days. She could have come in any one of those days and you could have healed her. The Lord said, yeah, but listen. He said, you stinking hypocrites. Amen. Ain't that what he said? He just didn't say stinking in it, but they stinking hypocrites. He said, you've got oxes and you've got ass, and they're in the stalls. He said, and which one of you won't take them out on the Sabbath and take them to get a drink of water and bring them back? He said, let me tell you what happened today, boys. You stinking hypocrites. This little woman come out of the stall where she was locked up, bound up by the devil. And praise God, she come to the water and trough, to the Lamb of God and the water, praise God, of the Word. And she got in, glory to God. And she got those feelings of infirmity removed from her forever, praise God. Amen. Amen. Took a little jaunt down Straight Street. You know what really upset that crowd? I'm going to tell you what really, brother, do you know what really upset them? There was a whole congregation sitting there about half asleep before Jesus came along. Amen. And they was doing their little old thing with their performances and their programs. And Jesus come along and he upset their program. Amen. They had them lulled into complacency. And Jesus came along, praise God, and somebody went to shouting. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, listen, Reza, you bunch of hypocrites, you don't like it because she's glorying, giving God praise. Scared them to death. There's a whole lot of places today you get to praising God, giving Him glory, and scare them to death.
Praise God. But I believe that's the way it ought to be, don't you? When we have one of us, brother or sister, whatever it is, son, daughter, nephew, uncle, whatever it might be, and they come in the liberating power of God Almighty, Jesus Christ Himself lays hands on them. Praise God. Delivers them from that burden that they've been carrying, that feeling of infirmity, and sets them free. Praise God. And they come up from an old fashioned altar, a weeping and a crying and praising God. Amen. We rejoice with them. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to say tonight, praise God, that's the way it's supposed to be for God's glory. Amen. So they come out leaping and praising God. Amen. Praise it. Said these people saw this. The thing, all his adversaries were ashamed. Well, they should have been. They should have been ashamed. This same thing could have been happening all along if it had been just preaching Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. This little old woman come to the synagogue that day because somebody told her, Jesus is going to be there. Any other time, she said, we don't do me no good to them bunch of hypocrites over there. They can't help me. But praise God, when she got to where Jesus was, amen, glory be God, something took place in this little old lady's life. She went into there with the spirit of infirmity bound up of the devil. And she come, amen, I mean bound over, bowed over. Amen, plumb to the floor, praise God. When she come out there straight, praise God, with her hands up there praising and giving God glory. I won't say tonight, listen, I'm done. That's the way God wants it to be in mine and your life, praise the Lord. Just being set loose, praise God, to worship God in spirit and in truth. Made straight, amen. Glorifying God and giving praise.